Lately, Romania has been known to export a lot of programmers. This thing stopped recently because two causes. One is dependent on the country that the Romanian programmers are going to, let's say Western Europe or United States. Lately, this country developed a relatively healthy attitude towards the outsourcing, and they don't get anyone who just have a diploma or a computer science diploma. And also because in the last 2 years, the Romanian government actually implemented a few facilities for the programmers. One second. A few years ago, to be a in Romania, to be a good programmer was to know how to write software that reduce the execution time and also decreases the memory space allocated for the programs. Lately, this thing has been changing, as well as with the evolution of object-oriented software. Object-oriented code. Lately, there's a new tendency in the schools to try an approach, a Western approach towards computer science. That means teaching concrete languages, let's say C++, Java. But I have to mention again, because of the bad economy in Romania, schools don't have money to pay for the software, so all the teaching that is done there is done by books. Students don't have too much access to computers. I was a student until 5 years ago, and I remember that in 98 I was still working at university on a Z80 Z80 processor. That was the only processor that the university, which is one of the top in Romania, could provide for us. The situation there is kind of bad compared with here. One second. Also, the government is taking right now a new couple of approaches toward the cybercrime. Even with all these restrictions put in front of the young programmers in Romania, we still manage to be known as one of the top country providers of cybercrime, of a so-called cybercrime. Under the pressure by the Western Europe and United States, the Romanian government finally passed some laws that protect against this thing. These laws are kind of stupid, in my opinion. A couple of you know one of a Romanian guy, 24-year-old Romanian guy, who modified the version of a blaster worm, was last year arrested, and he was given a sentence of 15 years in prison, which is almost double the amount for a rape conviction in Romania. One of the provision of a law also specifies that that person will not have the right to work in the computer field till the end of his life, which is really hard for people. Let me come back to access to technology. In Romania, until 3 years ago, the only way you could get online was by a dial-up connection. Dial-up connection being provided by the only telephony operator in Romania. It was a big monopoly, and prices were extremely high. Unlike the civilized world, there is no such a thing as free local conversation. You have to pay for everything, and believe me, the prices are pretty steep for telephone. So a lot of people don't have the meaning to access to learn technology, to access technology. The solution, the young people's solution to this was net cafes, small businessmen open a couple of places with 5-6 computers running Linux, where people could connect for it was a modic fee, and this is how the young carders in Romania and the young hackers in Romania got their knowledge. Obviously, they don't do it from home because not because they are afraid of being caught. I think they are smarter than that, but because of a prices of a repressive prices of in Romania. One second, let me look for notes. Even in this harsh condition, we managed to develop a generation of brilliant programmers. A couple of Romanian companies got acquired by renowned companies in Western Europe and United States. Most notorious case being the case of Jekad SRL, which is the maker of RAV antivirus, which got antivirus which you're soon going to see in Microsoft products, in Microsoft Windows, the next version of Windows. The competition was pretty steep, but still the Romanian company got chosen because of the quality of the product. What can I tell you about the level of not the level of access to information there is because even with such small access of information, we managed to be banned from eBay and other online sites. Us together with Russia and two, three other Eastern Europe countries, just because of a hacking, cracking, and carding problem that exists there. And all those kids are not script kiddies. They actually write their own software. They do everything by themselves. And in my personal opinion, is because of education they receive in schools. As I told you, we are learned not on specific operating system, programming language. This we do it at home. In school, we are learned algorithms. For all the years we are in school, in computer science schools, we just learn algorithms, and this makes it much easier to learn new languages. To it makes I think it makes an open mind, a more open mind than if we learn just the a plain language. Again, I have to apologize. I'm very nervous. I'm trying to look for my papers. One of the biggest problems in Eastern Europe is also the counterfeiting and pirate software. Recently, Symantec pressured the Romanian government to arrest a group of counterfeiters in Romania who was selling copies of their products. But again, you have to understand the situation where the average salary a month is $100, $110. That's a month. It's not a day. It's not a week. It's a month. And the computer software, computer hardware costs the same as here. So if Symantec sells a product for $200, I will have to work 2 months to actually buy that software, and that means I won't pay my rent, I won't eat, I'll just save money to buy their software. Under the pressure of United States and Western Europe countries, the Romanian government is trying to pass a couple of laws. They managed to pass the anti-hacking law. There are still a couple of laws waiting to be passed away that pose pretty harsh sentences for people caught in carding, in pirating software, in phishing, in all these kind of activities that are considered illegal. One of the steps that that the IT industry in Romania is one of the directions the IT industry is heading. It's going towards open source system, open source products. From what I talked with a couple of my friends in Romania, there, I don't know if you guys know or not, we are trying to develop everything from the operating system to word editing software, database software, web servers, based on open source projects. Again, this is caused by the steep prices. There are not so many Western countries that has a presence in Romania. Only recently, Dell opened Dell, which is one of the biggest manufacturers here, opened an affiliation in Romania. Microsoft opened one about 5 years ago, so that puts us behind on the support that that people receive from for the products they're using. This caused a new breed of technical of users. Pretty much everyone who has a computer in Romania or has access to a computer knows how to do everything. There is not a specialization like here. So if someone knows how to build websites, that person will know how to fix a computer, that person will know how to write a database server, that person will know pretty much everything. That's because you have to do everything by yourself. If something breaks down, you have nowhere to go to ask for help. On the paper, the situation looks pretty good. The government is promising a lot of things, but nothing much is done. This year, they tried to pass a law that was giving to poor families. By poor families, they meant the families that make less than $50 a month per person in the household. They're trying to give them $250 to purchase a computer. But this again was only on paper, because if that family was making $50 per person on the household, and the computer is costing, let's say, $600-$700, those $250 the government was offering weren't helping too much. They were starving and still couldn't buy the computer. This is only just to align Romania to the European Union laws. It's pretty much just bureaucracy. Also, Microsoft implemented last year a solution together with the government of Romania, which brings us back to the communist age. It's presented in a nice digital way, but what it does, it's almost like United States Echelon project. It's collecting information about the citizen of Romania. And other than the people that have access, the few people that have access to technology, to internet, by means of internet cafes, everyone is pretty hyped about this thing because the government put a big E in front of data gathering. So instead of being the old communist way of data gathering, now it's the new way of e-data gathering, which sounds very good. Another way they are trying to improve one way they're trying to improve IT industry in Romania is to change the education system to make it more like accidental countries. Personally, I disagree with that. I think the education system in Romania is good the way it is. It's right now the education system in Romania is 8 primary classes, 4 high school years, then 5 years of college. This gives you a BA, equivalent of a BA degree, and this gives you a BA and a master degree equivalent. And after that, if you choose, you can go for 1 year of doctorate to continue studies. They are trying right now to make it to reduce the duration of education system from 5 to 4 years. They're trying to introduce credit systems, paid credit systems. Until now, the education in Romania was free. Everyone based on their merits, of course. The admission to college is pretty harsh, but based on your grades, you don't have to pay for education. You can go through masters without paying a single dime. It's pretty good. One bad thing about the education system in Romania is the relation between students and teachers. Unlike here, students are actually forbidden to ask to have a dialogue with a teacher. If it happened to me, actually, I was trying to ask a question and I got kicked off the class because I was interrupting the speech. Pretty much the way the thing goes, go there, the teacher comes in the class, takes a piece of chalk, starts writing on the blackboard, reads from some papers, and after 2 hours he leaves. You are left with no question. You have to study by yourself. If you have any questions, as I said, you can't ask him. That's one thing that that will have to change. Until 1993-1994, the Romanian presence on the internet was insignificant. After 1994, inexplicably, because the price is still for access to internet was still the same, there was a boom in the proliferation of websites on the internet. There are pretty much basic websites, but from 95 to 98, I know a couple of Romanian companies who develop high-level e-commerce websites, which they sold to partners from Western Europe. I have here somewhere some more specific info, if you give me a second. This period of boom of Romanian internet lasted from from 95 to 1999 2000. From 2000 to 2004, because of depreciation of Romanian currency, access to internet became even harder, and statistics show that actually there is a decline in the number of big Romanian websites. I'm talking about portals, e-commerce sites, and by e-commerce sites, those are only recent. Until 2001, until the year 2000. There was not a single credit card in Romania. There was not a single institution, a single bank who would give credit cards. So this pretty much makes you think, like, these kids from Romania are carding and they don't know what's better, credit card. They never touch one. They just read about it on the internet. Right now, I have some numbers for as far as the piracy in the world goes, and computer software piracy goes. One second, let me find it. I'm gonna read you some numbers. And Romania is pretty high up there, close to countries in which the internet access it's much more powerful. I have it right here. The biggest software pirate in the world it's North Korea, followed by China, and Romania has the eighth place in this classement with a piracy rate of 88%. And yep, that's where Bill Gates is losing his money. It's pretty sick. This is actually this is a statistic from this year, 2004 year, and it tells that the piracy rate was decreased by efforts of the Romanian government by 4%. So in 2003 it was 92% piracy rate. We must be really proud we did something. Still, it's nothing compared with North Korea, 97% piracy. The hacking community in Romania, there are these carders which are very popular in mass media. Everyone is talking about them while they hit another company and they stole 100,000 credit cards. From what my friends told me, I didn't do it. They don't use these credit cards to buy things. As I told you earlier, mostly all the big e-commerce sites actually ban Romanian domains. If they see an order being shipped to Romania, they refuse to ship it. They consider the credit card stolen, and they do pretty much this stealing. They stole this credit card just to prove something, I think. But that's not the true Romanian hacking culture. That's what appears in mass media. The true Romanian hacking culture is the guy who goes, who are forced to go maybe like twice a week to an internet cafe, really quick downloads 100 books, only from free books, not from BitTorrent or some other sites, and goes home and reads them, then writes a program on the computer, which it's an old computer, waits another week till he makes money to go to the internet cafe, which has a more powerful computer, and tries it there. And if it's good, if it's working, it's good. If it doesn't work, comes back home again, works a little more on the paper, and goes back to the internet cafe. That's the true Romanian hacker spirit. But I think we are trying to do a lot with so few resources. I can take a couple of questions while I look through my notes to find some other things I want to tell you. No. I don't think that's holding back the development of IT technology in Romania. In my opinion, what's holding back is the economic situation. It's not the fact that a couple of kids just used some credit cards and bought something. As I told, we're still using in a very big proportion, about 85-90%, we're still using dial-up to connect to internet, which is pretty high. And on dial-up, I remember I was getting top speed was like 7K per second. I was so happy when I was getting 7K. That's the thing that's holding back the Romanian technology. He asked. He wants me to approach more of the situation, of the relation between professors and students in Romania. What would you do if you have a question or a clarity, and you are trying to clarify the lesson that was teached to you, and the professor will just simply refuse to explain? What you do, you cannot go and complain to anyone. That's the first thing, because that's the tradition. It's that's the way things are there. Now, if I go and tell them, yes, but in Western Europe they have an open dialogue in the class. It's not you just at the blackboard and write something. People ask you, you answer back. That's not the case there. Everyone will tell you you are crazy, and you can actually get in trouble, get expelled if you try to push it too hard. What I did and all my colleagues did, we had to go to the library and find someone actually smart enough to explain us, not the professor. It's, I would say, in proportion of 95% of the teachers, they all refuse to explain something to you, and they actually consider a personal affront if you stop their lesson to ask a question. That's changing just on the paper. That's a project pushed by the government. Again, Romania is trying to get into European Union, and they have to align to all their regulations. So they are trying to push this law now to align the education system to accidental standards. I doubt personally that this thing will actually be implemented, because one thing we are missing, the young teachers. A teacher makes in Romania less than a driver, a bus driver. So teachers, doctors, actually one of the worst paid jobs in Romania. So there are not so many young people who will go into the to become teachers. Mostly all the teachers are old. They, even if I'll think that learning a specific language is better than learning general algorithms is good, is better, the teacher will put will don't know how to implement that thing. So we are stuck with this. I know a little bit about Bulgaria. I have a couple of Bulgarian friends, and until 96-97, Romania was one of the top former Eastern European countries. After that, a lot of Bulgaria, Czech Republic, they actually invested in the infrastructure. They broke monopoles. Like in Romania, almost everything is still controlled by the government. There are small businesses, but the real power is not in those small businesses. It's still in what the government controls. So they actually broke the access to internet monopoly in Bulgaria. They broke earlier than in Romania access to information by number of newspapers, by number of and by newspaper I mean quality newspaper. Romania is full of all these tiny pages that they call newspapers, but I think they actually offer a larger view of all of what's happening in the world to their citizen compared with Romania. Right now, Romania, I think it's in the whole Eastern Euro-block, it's like my impression, it's right before Albania and Moldavia as far as life goes, as far as access to technology goes, as far as government control goes, last, the third from the last. It's a situation that's not easy to change, and it's kind of a vicious cycle. If people don't have knowledge of how to change things, how, like, kind of a step-by-step guide to changing things, if they don't have this knowledge, things won't change, and until things won't change, people won't have this knowledge, so we are stuck. I don't know if this answered your question or not, maybe. No, actually, they start a lot of projects. If you go on SearchForge and search for Romania, you'll see it's. I did that a couple of weeks ago. I got so many pages of Romanian projects. I don't know why they don't work with our project. They just start. No, outside of a city there is no access to internet. And again, because outside of a city, it's not profitable for businesses to open an internet cafe, which is the main resource of access to internet in Romania. So, and the big cities, my city, it's the fifth biggest city. They have five internet cafes in București, the capital. Last time I talked with someone about it was about a year ago. They have about 25 internet cafes. So it's difficult. There are long lines waiting for a computer. And as I told you, but even in schools, the hardware is it's very old. It's on my third year of college, I was still programming on a Z80 processor. It was pretty laughable, but that was the only thing that we had available. We are connecting through a T1 line. The T1 was serving about 8,000 students just on T1 line. It was really bad. Anyone else wants to ask any questions? No. Thank you. Again, I apologize if